Local underwriting is provided by San Francisco State University's graduate business programs offering 5 accredited advanced degrees. The SF State MBA, rigorous, real world, respected. Open house schedule and more information at mba.sfsu.edu.
People are beginning to recommend that the Occupy movement rebrand itself as the 99%. Clearly, a shift in tactics is warranted. No movement, and certainly no army, has ever sought victory through the occupation of its own territory. But I'm not sure that the 99% label will prove any better. When you look at issues through the lens of the 1% and the 99%, the results tend to be explanatory at best and often just rhetorical. For example, with less than 1% of our population in the military, the costs of war remain invisible to many Americans, and so a war of choice in Iraq became politically feasible. Census data classifies just over 1% of our population as Native American, yet this statistic only reinforces that we are a nation of immigrants. It provides no guidance on how to address immigration reform. This sort of framework measures an outcome, but offers no remedy. It is statistical, not tactical, a snapshot, not a roadmap. What precision it gains by isolating a mere 1%, it loses in the vast cohort of everybody else. After all, our current level of economic inequality is, in large part, the result of policies enacted by politicians who were elected by a substantial portion of that 99%. Almost by definition, those of us in the 99% have only one thing in common. We are not members of the wealthiest sliver of the population. Aside from that, we are divided into the conflicting camps that make up today's political landscape. Lumping us all together certainly implies a numeric advantage, but it also defines us by what we don't have. If we call ourselves the 99%, we are, in a sense, allowing the wealth of the 1% to define us. Better yet, to turn the paradigm on its head and start with what we do have. What are the individual skills and talents that are being wasted in the current economy? What would it take to allow them to flourish? This is our strength, and this is how we move forward. We are so much more than a number. With a perspective, this is Paul Staley.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases, on the internet at lchb.com.